going east.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a name for that?
No, I don't think.
How about a name for a coastal southwest wind from Oregon northward?
I don't know that.
Have you ever heard of a Chinook?
No.
Okay.
Well, I've heard of it, but it doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything to us in El Paso. If there's a cold wind, a sudden cold wind starts to blow, what do you call that? All of a sudden the wind is cold, and it's cold for a long time. Some people call this a blue norther. Have you heard it called that?
Yeah. Not much here.
Yeah, I'm not sure how applicable it is to El Paso, because I think if the wind starts to blow cold, we have a tendency to call it a norther, or a blue norther, but I don't think that's what it really is. I'm not sure.
I don't hear that much.
Okay. If it's so dry that the crops are failing, what are we in the midst of?
Drought.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You know how alfalfa grows up and they cut it and then it grows up again? What do you call that second crop? Is there a name for that?
Hay.
Okay. What are some of the trees that we have in this area?
Pecan, mulberry, elm, cottonwood.
Have you ever seen a tree that, we don't have these trees in El Paso, except for a few people that have them in their gardens, and they take good care of them, but in the south, there is a tree called, well, I won't tell you what it's called.
Magnolia. See,
well, yeah, the magnolias, but there's another tree that drops burrs on the ground. They're about this big, the burrs. Have you seen a tree like that, or do you know what that is?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever seen a sycamore?
Yeah, I've seen them, but I don't see them here very often.
Okay. Now, there's a tree in Cloudcroft with white bark, and its leaves turn gold in the winter.
Aspen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what would you call a bunch of trees altogether?
Grove.
Okay. What about fruit trees?
Orchard.
Okay. There's a little low-lying plant like this, sort of circular. What would you call it in general? Any kind of low-lying plant that's about this size and circular.
An ornamental plant?
Mm-hmm. An ornament. Yeah, they're usually ornamental. You can cut them into various shapes. They could be square. They could be round.
Yeah, not oleander, no.
Well, you could put them together. Well, it could be any plant. This is just a general name I'm after, but you could make a hedge out of them, or, you know, but the individual plant, what is it usually called?
I don't know.
Okay. What are the little plants in the desert that have spines all over them called?
Cactus.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of plant would you not want to have in your garden that you'd pull up?
Weeds.
Okay. Are there any weeds that you would not mind being in your garden? Or is weed just a term reserved for bad things?
Oh, I guess there's some ornamental weeds.
Okay.
I can't call them right offhand.
Okay. There's a plant that grows up the side of a house. What's that called?
Ivy.
Mm-hmm.